There is a con like me in every prison in America. I'm the guy that can get it for you. Cigarettes, a bag of reefer if you're partial, a bottle of brandy to celebrate your kid's high school graduation. Damn near anything within reason. I'm a regular Sears and Roebuck. So when Andy Dufresne came to see me in 1949 and asked me to smuggle Rita Hayworth into prison for him, I told him no problem. And it wasn't. Andy came to Shawshank Prison in early 1947 for murdering his wife and the fella she was banging. On the outside, he'd been vice president of a large Portland bank. Good for a man as young as Ewald's, when you consider how conservative banks were back in the day. I must admit, I didn't think much of Andy first time I laid eyes on him. He might have been important on the outside, but in here he was just a little turd in prison graves. Looked like a stiff breeze could blow him over. That was my first impression of the man. The first night's the toughest, no doubt about it. They march you, and naked as the day you're born, fresh from a Bible reading, skin burning and half blind from that delousing shit they throw on you. And when they put you in that cell, when those bars slam home, that's when you know it's for real. A long cold season and hill stretching out ahead. Your old life blown away in the blink of an eye.